Greetings and felicitations. This is the new webcast from TGGeeks.com. We are two gay geeks talking about sci-fi, comics, film, and genre. You name it, we talk about it. I am Keith Lane, your impulsive engineer. This week, we bring you news and, most importantly, gossip from the genre world for the week ending June 22nd, 2014. Now, I turn it over to your host, Ben Ragington.
First off, is it possible that Mark Ruffalo may have done what many Marvel comic book movie fans may have believed to be impossible? Speaking with Digital Spy on June 17th, 2014, Ruffalo says he may have been able to convince the studio to go ahead with a new film about the Hulk and his more civilized alter ego, Bruce Banner. And this is despite their initial reluctance, given the poor reception the studio had with Edward Norton when he starred in The Incredible Hulk. Still, given the demand for the character to have another go on the big screen, coupled with the enormously popular reception Ruffalo received at playing Banner in The Avengers, Marvel may be having second thoughts and could be looking to Ruffalo to save that character's franchise. In the meantime, Marvel will be releasing The Guardians of the Galaxy on August 1st, and that will be followed by Ant-Man, starring Michael Douglas and Paul Rudd, with a July 17, 2015 release date, which also happens to be the 60th anniversary of Disneyland. Coincidence? You be the judge. Also in Marvel news, Doctor Strange recently found a director, and by the hosts of Hogoth, Marvel Studios is now working on getting a screenplay in magical shape. John Spates, who is best known for Prometheus and is also working on Universal's 2016 reboot of The Mummy, is currently in negotiations to write Doctor Strange. No word on what this means for the Thomas Dean Donnelly and Joshua Oppenheimer first draft, though. This will be the first supernatural movie to come from Marvel and tells the story of Stephen Strange, an arrogant surgeon who, following a career-ending accident, turns to mysticism when all is lost, only to eventually end up becoming the Sorcerer Supreme, defending the planet against all forms of magical evil. The movie will be directed by Scott Derrickson, and some names on the shortlist for playing Strange are Benedict Cumberbatch, Tom Hardy, and Jared Leto. Now, personally, I would love to see Pierce Brosnan play the part. However, Marvel may decide to go with an unknown actor. After all, it worked for Chris Hemsworth, and he's not Thor about it. Currently, there is no projected release date for this film. In the world of rumors, there is already talk of a possible return of everyone's favorite Doctor Who nemesis.
Exterminate!
No, not the Daleks, the Master, and have him show up in the upcoming season finale starring Who actor Peter Capaldi. The Master has not been seen since he vanished along with all of Gallifrey during the 2010 episode The End of Time, and like a good Timex watch that takes a licking and keeps on ticking, it would only seem fitting for a return of the Master. According to the Daily Star, the Master will make a sensational return from the grave for the finale of the new series. Bosses have secretly plotted to bring the Time Lord's archenemy back for a big cliffhanger. And it's rumored they are looking for a Hollywood actor to take on the role. So filming will take place next month, but it will be done inside a TV studio to avoid spoilers. So, who might be cast to play the Master? Well, given the casting change of the Doctor, it only makes sense to find another actor who is similar in age and stature to Capaldi. Charles Tywin Lannister dance, anyone? Now lastly, if you're in Arizona in July, you might want to check out the Prescott Film Festival July 23rd to the 27th, 2014 at Yavapai Community College. Some of the events include film screenings, Oxymorons, a one-act play starring Ed Asner and Mark Rydell, wine tasting, as well as a workshop by renowned sci-fi author Alan Dean Foster on the importance and impact of the book Dune to the sci-fi world, as well as screen the documentary Hodorowsky's Dune, which is the story of cult film director Alejandro Hodorowsky and his ambitious but ultimately doomed film adaptation of the seminal science fiction novel, and that will also be hosted by Alan Dean Foster. For more information, just go to PrescottFilmFestival.com. Now I'd like to point all of you listeners out there to my report that I wrote up for Phoenix Comic Con 14, where you can read up on my thoughts, impressions, and news items, as well as photos of what is now touted as the third largest Comic-Con in all of the U.S. And you can read that report on our brand new website, tggeeks.com. So for Keith Lane, this is Ben Ragginton from Two Gay Geeks Webcast saying cheers.
See ya.